From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A wave of bombings in Baghdad kills at least 68 people. More than 100 are wounded. The deadliest attack occurred in the mainly Shiite district of Al-Sha'ab in northern Baghdad. Officials say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a busy market. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Following a meeting of the International Syria Support Group, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spelled out measures the group had agreed to on reducing violence and spurring the delivery of humanitarian aid to Syria.
And starting on June 1st, if the U.N. is denied humanitarian access to any of these designated areas, the ISSG calls on the World Food Program to immediately carry out a program for air bridges and airdrops for all of those areas in need.
Kerry spoke at a joint news conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and UN Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura. Yemen's government has walked out of a UN-sponsored peace talks with the Houthi rebels, accusing them of having contempt for the peace process. Yemeni Foreign Minister Abdul Malik al-Mekhlafi called the talks in Kuwait a waste of time. Japan's economy grew at a 1.7% annual pace in March, much higher than expected. Economists had forecasted that growth in the world's third-largest economy would be flat at best. A spokesman for the U.S. Africa Command says the U.S. military has looked at 11 locations for a potential second base in Africa. Colonel Mark Cheadle would not disclose the locations the military is considering, other than to specify that Nigeria was not one of them. The U.S. currently has a base in Djibouti. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders faced each other in nominating contests in the U.S. states of Kentucky and Oregon. Voting is still going on, will be for about another hour on the West Coast, state of Oregon. In Kentucky, early vote tabulations show a very close election. Too close to call, even with 99% of the votes counted. Clinton is slightly in the lead. Meanwhile, NBC News Survey Monkey poll Tuesday showed Clinton with a narrow national edge over presumptive Republican candidate Donald Trump, 48-45%. After a long discussion, the U.S. Senate has approved $1.1 billion to combat the Zika virus, significantly less than the Obama administration's request, but almost double the funding being considered by the House of Representatives. Michael Bowman takes a look.
In the end, the Senate approved $800 million less than the White House wanted, but as a standalone measure with no cuts to other programs. The Senate-approved measure faces an uncertain fate in the House of Representatives, where majority Republicans are considering a proposal to redirect $622 million previously appropriated to fight Ebola. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
In a major crackdown on Olympic drug cheats, the International Olympic Commission announced that 31 athletes could be banned from this year's Olympic Games in Rio. The crackdown came after a retesting of the athletes' samples from the 2008 Olympic Games. All of them came back positive for banned substances. Dick Pound is a former president of the World Anti-Doping Agency.
We're delighted that the IOC has departed from its normal rule of saying anything related to a previous edition of the Games has to be resolved before the opening of the next Games. Now we can go back 10 years, and there's this sword of Damocles hanging over the head of every cheater.
The IOC says it has begun disciplinary actions against the 31 athletes who come from 12 countries and competed in six sports in the Beijing Games. The court-martial of U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl for alleged desertion has been postponed until February. Bergdahl was to have been put on trial in August on charges of walking away from his post in Afghanistan in 2009. But a military judge at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, put off the trial for 6 months to give legal teams more time to prepare. The U.S. Senate approved legislation Tuesday that would allow the survivors and relatives of nearly 3,000 people killed in the 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States to sue Saudi Arabia's government for damages. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.